She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny, don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7's Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hey, Meech.
What up, what up?
What's happening, Meech?
Chilling.
What'd you think about the BET Hip Hop Awards last night?
It was dope, it was dope.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. It was dope. It was dope.
I mean, you know, of course, I love the cyphers. Shout my guy, King Los. He killed it,
He really killed it.
Yo, he bodied it. Shout my guy, DNA. I love the whole cypher that they did live.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that was super dope. Shout out to DNA. All the performances. Megan Thee Stallion, she looked amazing. Saweetie looked amazing. It was good.
Lyrically,
mm-hmm.
Rhapsody killed it.
Yes, she did.
Killed it.
Very powerful
and
performance.
And I really love the baby's performance, too.
Yeah.
With all the, like, the choir people behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He just has fun.
He really, you know, and he's really talented.
Yeah, like, he is.
The baby is dope.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's really talented.
Yeah.
So there we go. He just has a little bit of an anchor issue.
Yeah.
Besides, yeah. A lot of people do. But besides that, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So what you got over there?
So we've been screaming free JT, and now we can say it backwards, Jenny. JT is free.
Yes.
So JT got out of the prison. She's actually living in a halfway house in Atlanta. She was transferred from a Tallahassee institution straight to Atlanta, and she's going to be awaiting her March 7th release.
Okay.
So she's already out. She already made music. We got the song up, hotnow37.com.
This is so good because, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but Young Miami's been holding down City Girls without her for like years now. So this is good because Young Miami's pregnant.
Yep.
So it's time for JT to put in some work.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So
she got a brand new song. It's called JT's First Day Out. Go to hot937.com to check it out. And she's going to be making
music.
Wait, so she's
if she went to a halfway house, how does she have a song out?
Well, I guess...
Yo, is this like when Lucius Lyon recorded that record
in
the cell on Empire?
So
was she able to do that?
In the halfway houses, they get extra benefits. They can leave the house at certain points during the day to work and
visit
family
and friends. So she was able to go like to a studio and she was able to like lay down a verse or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Is the record dope?
The record's dope.
Okay.
Dope.
All right.
So check it out.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Rihanna is opening up about her decision to turn down the NFL's invitation to perform at the Super Bowl last year. She said she could not dare to do that to Colin Kaepernick. She rejected the halftime show.
Yep.
She's got, like, this whole big thing in Vogue this time around.
Yep.
And in her cover story, she said she was taking a stand against the league. She said, I couldn't dare do that. For what? Who gains from that? Not my people. I just couldn't be a sellout. I couldn't be an enabler.
Mm.
Yo, Jay-Z, her best friend, is, like, partnering up with the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, sellout. That sounds crazy.
Yeah, it does.
Maybe it came, like, maybe she did this article a long time ago before that sale went through or something.
I hope.
Or that deal went through. Because, you know, she actually works for Roc Nation. Like, she signed with Roc Nation.
Mm-hmm.
She does a lot of business with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Supposed to have an album coming out in December.
Yeah. Jay-Z's like, so anyway, about that album, were you calling me a sellout? So anyway, you know, they got Maroon 5 and Travis Scott for the performance last year. Remember all the controversy surrounding that?
Yeah.
And then they performed and there was no more controversy?
You see, nobody talks about Big Boy. Big Boy did it too.
Oh my gosh, I forgot Big Boy was even on it. It was this big moment.
Yep.
This big comeback. So this year around, the halftime show is actually part of Jay-Z's project.
Okay.
He helped to put that together.
Dope.
And it's going to be Jennifer Lopez and Shakira.
Nice.
Yeah. So, and there's more stuff in Vogue from Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I have to actually go buy an issue of Vogue.
Okay.
I don't know how much it is now. Probably like $8, but I think I can spare it. So, she basically said in this new issue of Vogue magazine that Donald Trump, our president, is the most mentally ill human being in America.
Wow.
That's what she said.
Okay.
So she was talking about, like, our gun crisis, because I feel like we have a gun crisis.
Yep.
And she said people are being murdered by war weapons that they legally purchased. This is just not normal. They should never, ever, ever be normal. And she basically talked about the fact that every time there's a mass shooting, our president talks about the fact the person's mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
So then she finished off by saying the most mentally ill human being in America right now seems to be the president. You can check out everything she had to say, hot937.com.